I mean, first of all, I felt that she deserved congratulations for taking on the role of Prime Minister, just as I thought David Cameron deserved a round of applause earlier on today for finishing in that role. Secondly, I thought it was a pretty impressive speech. You know, that first speech that you give when you're Prime Minister, although people will have heard you before, that's the point where you set out the stall and say to people, this is the type of approach that I want to take. I thought it was, as I said in my tweet, solidly on the centre ground. I thought it was the type of speech, frankly, I would have liked to have seen a Labour Prime Minister delivering. But the fact that she was so clearly on the centre ground, and I'm afraid I think my party at the moment is vacating it, makes a Labour Prime Minister seem further away than ever.
So the Labour Party should be very worried, because going into an election with an agenda like that, it's a little bit like Margaret Thatcher in 1979, because she made an overt pitch for the working class Labour vote as well, didn't she? Very successfully with the sale of council houses.
Indeed she did, although, I mean, that demonstrates the sort of next point that needs to be made, which of course is, this is Theresa May's first day. She's made, I think, a very good speech. But of course, in the end, what matters is whether or not and the extent to which she can deliver on that. And, you know, I would, I think it's interesting that she makes a speech in which she says, you know, wherever you come from, we are all one in the UK, when a week ago she wasn't willing to say whether or not those people who are EU citizens are allowed to stay in the country or not. So the proof of the pudding will be in the eating. But if she delivers on what she said in that speech, I would have thought she's in quite a powerful position. And of course, she's also got a decision to make about the point at which she goes for a general election. Now, I know she said she doesn't intend to go quickly for a general election. But interestingly, of course, perhaps one of the things she might have learned from Gordon Brown is that you are, to a certain extent, on the sort of crest of a wave when you take over as Prime Minister. And perhaps there's an argument for trying to capitalise on that.
And if she did go for an election in the next few months, how many seats do you think Labour would win?
Not enough.
Give me a number.
I honestly don't know, Ian, but I mean, I would be pretty worried that we'd have even fewer than we've got now. And certainly we wouldn't be in the position where we'd have a Labour Prime Minister. And that's, you know, however much I congratulate Theresa May today, in the end, I'm Labour to my core, and I want a Labour Prime Minister and a Labour government. And I fear that we are a long way from that.